Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Window Down. I'm Chris Daly. And no intro music right now. I know it's been a while since I've done a show. And I don't have intro music because it's very old. The stuff that I have says from deep in the heart of Houston, Texas. I've been in Central Texas for over 4 years now. So I need a new intro. So if you know anybody who wants to, make a name for themselves, send them my way. All right. On with the show. Hey, everybody. How's it going? That's right. You are listening to the near deafening sound of the katydids outside my house. And, as I was riding my bike, first off, welcome to the show. Welcome to Riding with the Window Down. As I was riding my bike, it just sort of dawned on me that what these katydids are doing is really no different than what we're doing as business owners. I mean, this cacophony of sound is out here. It's going on right now so that these katydids can get noticed. Why are they trying to get noticed? Well, they're looking for a quote-unquote client before they die. In their case, it's, they want to breed before they die. In the case of business, we're trying to get noticed. And this is what the landscape of small business is like. If you think about it, everybody's out there. Everybody's saying, hey, buy from me. Hey, come here. Hey, I'm the man. Hey, I'm your answer to everything. And the problem is everybody's doing it the same. They're saying 10% off or $100 off your first order. Just typical stuff. I'm here to tell you that how you get noticed in this extremely crowded space of business is you stand out. You be different. How can you stand out? Well, one, don't do the same thing. Don't just throw up your web page and don't just show up at the meetings and say, hey, I am ABC Plumbing and I do really good work. Dare to stand out because nobody's really doing that. And the people who do that, the people who dare to be different, the people who dare to get noticed are the ones who end up doing business and end up staying in business and growing their business. So how do you stand out? Well, you do things differently. I was having a conversation with a friend about social media. And they're like, oh, yeah, I have a Facebook page. I have a LinkedIn, profile. Well, what do you do with it? Well, let's say I really haven't done anything with it. I intend to. I just don't have time. Well, social media is a gold mine. It really is. But the key to mining that gold is to do the work, to get out there and show people you're a human. Don't show people that you're a stodgy business person and try to perpetrate like you're bigger than you are, like you're, some Fortune 500 company when you're really a 2 or 3 man operation. Go out there and show them who you are and be real about it. Post pictures. I had a walking stick on my bike the other day. I posted a picture of it, got lots of comments. Had nothing to do with my business, had nothing to do with anything other than I thought it was interesting. But you know what? Other people find that stuff interesting. And at the end of the day, they realize, hey, this Chris dude, he's real. He's a human. He's not somebody who's just trying to sell me something all the time. So, forget the coupons, forget the traditional marketing methods. There are so many better ones out there. Just educate yourself. And I will tell you this, a word of warning. I'm seeing so many internet marketers and advertising agencies and SEO people. They are coming out of the woodworks. I mean, sure, they've always been around, but they're everywhere right now. The last meeting I was at, there must have been 15 of them out of 100 people. That's a huge percentage of the entire business world that's trying to grab your marketing dollars. Here's what you do. You ask them who their clients are, how much they've made for their clients, how long they've been in business. That should tell you a lot. Not many are going to be able to say, oh, we're going on 18 years. We've done over $10 million worth of sales for our clients. Not many are going to be able to do that. And if you find them, grab them because they know what they're doing. All right. Again, I'm going to close this thing by letting you listen to the Katydids. And as you listen, think about this is your competition. Be different. Until next time, I'm Chris Daly, reminding you to keep it real.